Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. Summer is usually prime time for visiting museums, galleries, and art spaces. But as we all know, during the last few months, the coronavirus brought most cultural outings to a sudden halt. Finally, though, arts institutions are starting to reopen across the U.S. But what will our favorite museums and sites look like with the new restrictions in place? Well, Italy can give us a clue. Home to some of the most extraordinary art in the world, Italy was also ground zero for one of the worst COVID outbreaks of the pandemic. Now, its cultural scene is reemerging after more than 2 months of strict lockdown. And because Italy has been 2 or 3 weeks ahead of the U.S. in its pandemic timetable, it also can provide us a glimpse into our own future. Today, we'll talk to Carole Vail, director of the Peggy Guggenheim Collection in Venice. Carole tells us what museums in Italy have been up to and what we might expect. Italy pointed the way for the rest of the world in so many aspects of the pandemic. It had hundreds of thousands of COVID cases, but it also inspired us. Who can forget the videos of Italians singing from their windows and applauding frontline workers? Towards the end of May, though, stay-at-home restrictions eased, and Italian museums and cultural institutions began to reopen. Of course, strict precautionary measures were put in place. Crowd sizes are now severely limited, and Italy has mandated the use of face masks and temperature checks at all reopened sites. For example, at the Cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore in Florence, visitors will be given free devices that flash and vibrate when they're not socially distancing. Experts predict that Italy will host 25 million fewer foreign tourists than usual this summer. And for many Romans, that's been a plus. They have tourist-free access to museums like the one at the Vatican, which last year drew nearly 7 million visitors. In Florence, at the Uffizi, normally you'd find 100 people or more crammed into a room containing three of Leonardo da Vinci's best-known works. This summer, there might just be 2 or 3 people in the room. For an inside look at what Italy is going through, we talked to Carole Vail. Carole leads one of the most beautiful and extraordinary museums in Italy, the Peggy Guggenheim Collection. Here's what she had to say.
Oh, I think people are delighted that museums are opening, and not just our museum. I think people have had a real thirst for museums and culture, and besides, they want to get out after the lockdown. So most museums, and certainly the Peggy Guggenheim Collection, was very active during the lockdown with its program of digital activities. I mean, we were offering something virtually every day. Not everyone can come and see us right now, I mean, with so many borders still closed, but within Europe and certainly within Italy, it's so much easier now. Proper precautions are absolutely mandatory. We can't have more than about 70 people at the same time in the museum every hour and a quarter. So we have to really manage the influx of tourists very, very carefully. We have a one-way itinerary that visitors have to follow, and everyone just makes sure that there are no more than a certain amount of people per gallery, and we're really putting all these measures into place. And people are very accommodating, I would say. I mean, they know that is the new normal. It's best and preferable to book online, even though you can still come to the museum, as that will guarantee a place so much more easily. For the visitors, the fact that there are fewer than before, and we used to have such high numbers, for them, it's probably a more pleasurable visit, which I understand. I mean, I understand that the visit has to be about quality rather than about quantity, but we could certainly afford to have more visitors in the galleries. Children and kids as well, we've noticed young children looking at paintings very intently and even reading the extended wall labels, so we're thrilled about that as well. So slowly, we hope to open a little more, very, very slowly, and just see how things go. And hopefully, things will just improve overall, and not only here, of course.
What a fascinating glimpse into our future. I love talking to Carole, and I've been to the Guggenheim in Venice, and I promise you, it is worth the visit. And if you can't make it there physically, definitely check it out online. Here at home, we have expanding opportunities to visit museums. For example, the Museum of Fine Arts in Houston has recently opened with new safety precautions. It's requiring visitors to wear masks, limiting the number of guests in any gallery, and taking temperatures of visitors upon arrival. The National Gallery Sculpture Garden in Washington, D.C. has been reopened since June 20th. And the Metropolitan Museum of Art has tentative plans to reopen in mid-August or early September. So here's something good for today. Museums and cultural institutions are starting to open up again. And despite restrictions, there are many upsides to the new normal, such as having the time and space to really appreciate famous works of art. If you don't want to travel, consider visiting our national treasures online. Most museums in the U.S., including the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Smithsonian, and the Getty Museum of Art in L.A., have excellent online exhibitions. And a reminder from these months of lockdown, sometimes we forget to cherish the things that are right in front of us. Now's the perfect moment to slow down and take a look at the beauty that's available to us, no matter where we live. And don't forget to check out the Peggy Guggenheim collection at guggenheim-venice.it. Have a great day. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.